Well, we had a very, very interesting discussion. I'm not sure that we considered all of the questions. We certainly didn't consider them in the order in which they were presented to us. And I think we spent a lot of time considering the second question. But we first discussed the current status of regulation worldwide and its relevance to governance. And we felt that the three major areas, the US, Europe and Japan, were pretty well at the same level of regulation, but we felt that some cultural differences might well result in some divergence here in the future. For example, the sort of commitment to let me just find my notes on this. For example, the sort of cultural identity of responsibility within the Far Eastern nations would have an impact there. The areas that we felt were very important, and it wasn't me that wrote protocols and standardization at the top of this, but it's absolutely clear that protocols and standardization are essential. Protocols in the way of sort of good guidance, as well as more formal protocols. Data sharing and transparency is critical. We need to ensure that good data is gathered by use of standardized protocols and standardized measuring and testing techniques. We need good protocols for risk assessment as well, and by sharing that data and by transparency in the gathering of that data, that will be extremely beneficial in the governance sense. There was a lot of discussion, and this was somewhat focused on the US, about whether grants from government should require development of information to be gathered and presented on risk and health and safety aspects of the work that's being done. And I think that could well be relevant in Europe as well. Already mentioned promoting best practice, but that's a major need. Rather than requiring regulation, if we can promote the use of well, I would prefer to say good practice. I think it's always dangerous to say best practice, best available practice, perhaps. But good practice is the right term that we should have. There's clearly a need for a sort of baseline level of protection worldwide. We don't want to see the problems being transferred to the third world because it's sort of cheaper to manufacture there. We think it's essential that there should be some base level of protection. There's quite a debate on public engagement, and it's clear that we need to engage with the public. One of the questions in my mind is, how do you go about doing that? Do you just present them with the information, but remember that many are not as scientifically well-educated as the people that are providing that information, and I think that's an extremely important point. Labelling is one way of providing information, particularly about products, but again, you have to consider what information you're conveying in the labelling really is, and how valid that is, and how it can be interpreted, and what's the scientific meaning of that. We discussed towards the end how we could disseminate governance, good governance, on an international basis, and a number of organisations were mentioned. ICON, for example, the International Council on Nanotechnology, ISO, the OECD, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, that's already doing quite a lot of work on certainly risk and implications of engineered nanomaterials. There's the international dialogue, which is taking place in Tokyo at the end of June. The United Nations and other groups of that nature will be critical in disseminating governance practices worldwide.